Breitbart's Morris, government institutions have zero credibility after Hunter Biden laptop story. By Pam Key on July 23, 2023. Breitbart Politics editor Emma Jo Morris said on this week's broadcast of FNC's Sunday Morning Futures that our government institutions had zero credibility after the Hunter Biden laptop story's social media censorship. Anchor Maria Bartiromo said, "You testified in front of this committee last week, walking through how the intelligence community censored you. That had to be incredibly tough for you." Morris said, "Yeah, it was quite surreal, you know? This has been my life over the last 3 years, and sometimes I forget about how scandalous it is. It's just so scandalous. And then you get in front of a crowd that may be new to this story or may be new to you, especially after such aspersions have been cast on me in my reporting. And you just tell the story exactly how it is and exactly how you know it to be true, and you do know it to be true. The feedback from it has just been incredible. It's been incredible. People know what happened. The American people are very wise, and they know what happened. What I've been hearing from them has just been gratitude for finally saying what everybody has been thinking, which is we know what happened, and this is what it is." She continued, "There was something that was really striking about the reaction to that testimony, which was, I think, the reason why it went so viral and why people had such a strong reaction, was this moment when I was reading that Politico headline of the former 51 intelligence officials say this is Russian disinformation. And I kind of burst out laughing because it's so is ridiculous, it's beyond parody, and we all know it. There's this thing that we have to, I guess, pretend to take that claim seriously. But I think that the reason why people so resonated with that is because our institutions have zero credibility, like, zero credibility. And yet everybody in Washington and New York and in the establishment walks around pretending that these are serious people, and I just couldn't do that." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeyNim.